A well-known brand of the opioid overdose reversal drug naloxone is now available over-the-counter in drugstores nationwide as a nasal spray. No prescription needed. It was FDA approved earlier this year. In late August, the drug manufacturer announced the product was being shipped to local drugstores, so WHYY's Nicole Leonard went to find out how this product is now being sold.
I walk into a pharmacy in Center City, Philadelphia, and start searching the aisles for bright pink boxes with the word Narcan on the front. But over-the-counter does not mean it's right there on the shelves with Band-Aids and painkillers. So I head to the pharmacy counter.
Hi, do you guys have the over-the-counter Narcan available? The new one?
They tell me they haven't got a shipment yet, but I can buy it online. I try another pharmacy in Philly's Old City neighborhood. Again, I can't find the pink boxes on the shelves. I end up waiting in a long line of people to ask a pharmacist.
Do you guys have the OTC Narcan yet? The over-the-counter product?
They have it, but a single box for the two-dose naloxone nasal spray costs $72, which surprises me. The manufacturer had recommended the product be sold for $44.99. Finally, success at the third drugstore I visit in Philly. The Narcan was again behind the pharmacy counter, but the sale is quick and the price tag is $44.99.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Addiction experts hope that making Narcan nasal spray available to buy over-the-counter will expand access to a life-saving medication. But some of what I experienced could thwart any kind of success. For example, the cost.
The higher the price, the fewer people are going to splurge to have this with them in case somebody else needs it.
Dr. Lewis Nelson is an addiction medicine expert at Rutgers University in New Jersey.
And if you have a true substance use problem and you had $45 in your pocket, this is not probably high on your priority list of what to spend it on.
He says not having the product on the store shelves, but behind the counter, even if you don't need a prescription, still creates a barrier.
Which is something that we do get a little concerned about, mostly as it applies to people with substance use disorder who feel the stigma of having to go in and ask a pharmacist for a product that's available behind the counter.
Nelson says over time, the cost may drop if the FDA approves other naloxone products for over-the-counter sale. Stores might also eventually choose to sell it on shelves alongside ibuprofen and cough medicine. But other addiction medicine experts I spoke to were not overly optimistic about the true impact of this new product. Shoshana Aronowitz is a family nurse practitioner and assistant professor at UPenn's School of Nursing.
Like, we shouldn't be under any illusion this is going to like meaningfully change things for a lot of people. But it's like we need to be moving in this direction. We just need to be doing it faster.
For now, experts say programs and organizations that distribute Narcan and other kinds of naloxone for free continue to be crucial in getting the reversal medication into the hands of people who need it the most. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.